Major Wainwright was requested to order his men to fire down upon the convicts through the little windows, first with powder and then with ball, till they were willing to retreat. But he took a wiser as well as a bolder course, relying upon the effect which firm determination would have upon men so critically situated. He ordered the door to be again opened, and marched in at the head of 20 or 30 men, who filed through the passage and formed at the end of the hall, opposite to the crowd of criminals huddled together at the other. He stated that he was empowered to quell the rebellion, that he wished to avoid shedding blood, but that he would not quit that hall alive till every convict had returned to his duty. They seemed balancing the strength of the two parties, and replied that some of them were ready to die, and only waited for an attack to see which was the more powerful, swearing that they would fight to the last unless the punishment was remitted, for they would not submit to any such punishment in the prison. Major Wainwright ordered his Marines to load their pieces, and, that they might not be suspected of trifling, each man was made to hold up to view the bullet, which he afterward put in his gun.